I'm Jim Rome. As promised, we are joined right now by a tight end for the Tennessee Titans, a three-time Pro Bowler. Big week one performance. He had 5 receptions, 55 yards, and 2 touchdowns in Sunday's win over Cleveland. He was the 175th pick overall in 2006 out of Central Missouri. Tennessee is 1-0. They're at home against Indianapolis on Sunday, 1 p.m. Eastern on CBS. Another big matchup right there. Delanie Walker is my guest. Delanie, it's good to have you on. How are you?
I'm good. How you doing?
Good, good. Listen, I know at this point in the week you've already shifted your attention to the Colts, but can you take me back to Sunday against the Browns? You knew the kind of hype they had received all offseason. What was your mindset and the mindset of the entire locker room prior to that game?
Cancel out the noise, go in there and play our type of football, and that's just physical and finish, and that's what we did.
That is what you did. You know, from a personal standpoint, for you, your 2018 season ended in week one when you suffered that dislocated and fractured ankle. So after all the work you put in during the rehab process, what was it like for you to run out onto the field and play in an NFL game once again after missing all that time?
Felt great. I'm just blessed to have the opportunity to be back on the field. I know I put in all the hard work, but I'm blessed to have the opportunity, blessed to be on this team with the coaching staff that we have, the owner, and believing in me and giving me another opportunity to show that I still belong in this league. So it felt great just to go back out there and prove all the doubters wrong.
Delanie Walker joining us. I want to get to that point in 1 minute. You know, it's one thing that I have the opportunity and to put yourself in a position to get back on the field, but then to have the game that you had, 5 receptions, 55 yards, and 2 touchdowns. Take me through the first TD. What did you see on that play, and then how good did it feel to catch that one in?
It was just a great play call by our offensive coordinator. But I said it before after the game. It takes all 11 guys. Takes a great fake by the running back, the O-line, keeping their pads low, selling run, receivers running their route, and the quarterback putting the perfect ball in the air. And there you have it, me scoring a touchdown. So that's pretty much how I went.
Delanie Walker is joining us. Now, as you point out, as a 35-year-old tight end coming off an injury like the one you had, people are going to count you out, think your best days are behind you. In fact, there were a lot of mock drafts that had Tennessee selecting a tight end. I know you saw that, so did you feel like you had something to prove on Sunday?
I feel like I have something to prove every year. But at the end of the day, I see all of that stuff, and it's funny because the guys that say I'm down and out, they may have retired at a 30 or couldn't perform at a high level like I am, but don't put me in that same category. I'm not you. So I'm just glad that I proved all of them wrong, and I'm going to keep doing this early. I still got a lot of football ahead of me, and I'm excited to see what I do.
All right, so what about that mindset? I mean, the thing is, you've had a really nice career, and then after that injury, you could have said, you know what, it's been a great run. I'm just going to move on right now, but that's not what you did. You put in the time, you came back. Why was it so important to come back, and why did you come back?
I didn't get to play in 2018, first off, so I wanted to come back and just show everyone that I'm still capable of playing at a high level, and I like playing for the Tennessee Titans. I like the coaches. I like the players, so I didn't want to let them down. In my mind, I feel like I'm a big part in this offense, so I wanted to come back and make sure, see if I can help this team get to where we want to get to, and that's the Super Bowl. And that's why I put in all the hard work, and that's why I'm back trying to accomplish that goal.
Titans tight end Delanie Walker is my guest. Also, last month you tweeted out pics of your ankle after the surgery. At least I think it was your ankle, because I couldn't look at those pictures very long without tripping. I mean, what was that rehab process like for you?
It was hard. You got to imagine 7 months in the boot, not being able to walk, and then doing these crucial stretching exercises that pretty much killed me. It was tough. And then to go through that process of just being able to walk again and getting the flexibility back in my ankle and then trying to run and do all the other things, it was very tough. But again, like, I'm going to keep saying this, I'm blessed. I'm blessed to be in this opportunity and overcome all of that.
Listen, I understand that. I know there's gratitude there. I know you appreciate that you had that opportunity, but, I mean, you did the hard work. You really did the hard work. Not only that, you ate a really clean diet during the rehab process. I know a number of guys on the Titans are going plant-based. What did that do for you, that change in diet or that clean diet, and how much better did you feel as a result of that?
I felt better. You know, I got lighter. I knew I had to get a little bit lighter to take some pressure off of my ankle. So that it helped me a lot just by getting a little lighter, getting a little bit more lean, and it helped my pretty much my recovery time. I was able to come back faster. I know I can always put the weight on, so that was never my worry. And then once I was able to lift weights, it just came back quickly. My energy was back. I was still conditioned because I wasn't heavy. You know, most people get injured and they put a lot of pounds on, but I did the opposite. I took pounds off. So I knew I would be able to come back and recover faster and be able to get back to my tip-top shape.
Yeah, I was going to say, so where does that leave you right now? For instance, coming in and out of your breaks and running the routes the way you run right now, do you feel like you can do everything you could do prior to the injury? Or maybe, in a sense, do you feel like you're even better?
You know, I feel like I'm even better. I told some of the reporters earlier, I feel like I'm in the best shape I've ever been in. I'm leaner. I feel faster. You know, I really can't tell, but in my mind, I feel faster. I think I come out of my breaks pretty well. I'm catching the ball well. But, you know, again, it's early. I still got a lot of football to go. So hopefully I still feel this way around week 10, and that's the goal.
Tight end for the Titans, Delanie Walker's my guest. After that game, you had that great Dennis Green reference. How much did all that hype that Cleveland was getting bother you in the build-up to that game?
Honestly, it didn't bother me. You know, I'm getting a lot of hate from the Browns fans because they think that I was taking shots at the Browns. I really wasn't taking shots at them. I was taking shots at the analysts that said that the Browns already was a Super Bowl team that was going to the Super Bowl, that was going to be the best team in a division. I was taking shots at them. I really wasn't taking shots at the Browns. I feel like the Browns have a really good team, have a lot of good guys there that can make that team great. So, you know, I said what I said because they were the only ones hyping them up. I don't feel like the Browns was hyping themselves up. I feel like it was the analysts on all these sports channels that was hyping them up. So the shot was really going towards them for basically saying, you crowned them already, so if you want to crown them, crown them. You know what I mean? But still got to play football.
Well, guilty on this end. Although I didn't crown them, I admit I am fascinated by them, and I think they've got a lot of upside still. But on the flip side of that, when you look at all the penalties that they committed, the mistakes that they made, including Greg Robinson getting ejected for kicking Kenny Vaccaro in the head, Myles Garrett appearing to take a swing at you, did it feel like maybe they were not ready to be in the spotlight the way you guys were ready for it?
You know, at the end of the day, sometimes when you buy into the media and the glory, sometimes it can get to you and you think that you already won. And we were always the underdog, so we came in playing like the underdog. And, you know, some people would say we upsetted them, but at the end, in our mindset, we was thinking we were going to win that game anyway. So, if you buy into the hype, sometimes I feel like it can make you feel like you already won. And then you go in a game unprepared or not really ready for what's about to come.
Delanie Walker is joining us for a few more moments. What about the defense? I had Cameron Wake on the show earlier in the offseason. He had a monster game. He had 2.5 sacks. He had a safety. How impressive was he and your entire defense?
Oh, they were outstanding. You know, we can't win games without them. And what he did later in that game, just causing them sacks and rushing the quarterback and our defense, getting them picks and just hurrying around and being explosive and just every man to the ball, that's exciting to watch. It actually pumps us up as an offense. And we sat on the sideline, like, we got to be like our defense. We got to be explosive. We got to make plays. And it finally came, and we started putting points up on the board, and we played complimentary football. And that's all we talk about, all phases. Got to be special teams, defense, and offense for us to win games, and that's what we did.
And now you've got the Colts in your place on Sunday, a chance to go 2-0 for the season. So what kind of thoughts do you have when you look at the Colts and the challenges that they pose?
I can only talk about their defense. I feel like the defense is very explosive, very fast. Every person runs to the ball. Got some smart guys there. You can tell that they watch film. They see things out. They sniff things out. We just got to be the Tennessee Titans, man. We got to stick to our game plan, be physical, be able to run the ball, and then also make plays when we put the ball in the air. And it should be a good day.
Hey, one more thought. During the offseason, you were back here in Pomona, and you were hosting a youth football camp. What's that like? Like, what's it mean to know that you've got kids coming out to see you and wanting to learn from you?
It means a lot to me. You know, growing up in Pomona, we didn't have that as a kid when I was growing up. So for me to go back and give back to my community and then see all the kids that know who I am and rep my jerseys and just be excited to see me, it goes a long way because I'm doing it for them. I'm doing it for them so they can see that they do have an opportunity to be whoever they want to be. If that's playing in the NFL, you can do that. If that's being a doctor, you can do that. If that's being the president, you can do it. Don't ever let no one put you in a box and tell you what you can't do because you can do anything you want when you put your mind to it. And that's all I try to do when I go out there and give back to the community.
I like it. Proved it once again yourself, coming back from that injury, having a big week one. Tennessee's 1-0. They're at home against Indianapolis on Sunday. That is a CBS game. He is a three-time Pro Bowler, had a couple of TDs in week one. Delanie Walker, my guest. Delanie, good to have you back on. Thanks so much.
Always. Thanks for having me.
Good to have you. Always good to talk some Titans football. Man, they made a statement. They made a real statement in week one. And he said, I was getting a lot of heat from the Browns fans. He said, that was not directed at the team. That was directed at all the analysts who wanted to crown their ass. Hey, look, there was a lot of hype. I was the guy banging that drum the loudest. First of all, point be said, Tennessee looked great. Tennessee looked awesome in week one. The Browns looked the opposite of awesome in week one. But if you're looking for me to jump off that bandwagon, that ain't happening. Certainly not after 1 week.